Welcome back to Innovation here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Kara Hetland, and joining me now is SDPB's Melissa Hammersma-Sievers. Melissa recently attended a Rube Goldberg Machine Class Project Presentation Contest in Pierre. It was earlier this month, and Melissa, thanks for coming on the program today.
It's always good to be here.
So let's talk a little bit. What is it? Well, who is Rube Goldberg, and what kind of contest is it?
Well, the folks in Pierre, the science instructors, have modeled an annual project paying tribute to Rube Goldberg, who was a cartoonist. And he liked to imagine complicated ways to do simple projects. So that's what a Rube Goldberg project is. And ninth grade physical science students participate in this project. And the Pierre event isn't a contest, but it's modeled after the national competition. So they take the tasks that the national event use. And so this year's task was to fill a cereal bowl. And the project...
with a lot of steps, right?
Yes. One of the guidelines is that the students have to use a minimum of 7 steps, but they could go up to 14. And this is something that they've been doing for nearly 20 years, possibly longer. One of the physical science teachers, Sarah Hyde, and she also teaches chemistry in Pierre, she participated in the project as a student. And so she remembers being on that side of the task. And now she gets to lead her classes in the project as they apply lessons that they've learned over the course of the year.
They have to collaborate with partners. They have to problem solve. They have to really use their science skills and their science background to make sure that this project is going to be successful.
Okay, Melissa, so the idea then is to just use real simple machines, right?
Yeah. During their course studies, they learned about a variety of simple machines, including the ramp, levers, screws, things of that nature. One really popular simple machine is the wheel and axle that appeared in a variety of projects in the form of a matchbox car. Sarah said that there were 150 students that completed this project in the form of 59 machines, and around 40 of those machines included cars. And Michaela Magner was one of those students that used a car in her project. She was going for a Hot Wheels theme, and she combined the matchbox car with the accompanying tracks to use as ramps.
When I pull this, the pin, the weight will drop on the fork. The fork will tip up this ramp, so the car will fall down. The car will hit here, hit this car. The car will roll down, hit this string, pull this and let the weight drop, and the cup will fall and drop cereal.
Okay, let's try it. Nice, good job, awesome.
So Melissa, now I'm envisioning like the mousetrap game in all of this.
That's the best way to describe what's going on here. I think everybody's seen the mousetrap game. It was wonderful to see the variety of projects that showed up, and I really think that Michaela was a good example of these lessons hitting their target.
What really made me excited was just the fact that we got to put to use the skills we learned in the last few chapters of science and actually see how it works for ourselves.
Is that something that you get to do very often?
Not really. We do projects and stuff, but not usually so interactive like this.
Melissa, so now I keep envisioning that, you know, you can try this and try this, but if one thing's off, it may not work when you're in your final show.
That's right. These students, bless their hearts, they've tried these machines and had success at a pretty good rate. But sometimes it's still a matter of trial and error right up until, you know, presentation day. As Jason Fredericks, Jordan Morley, and Nathan Haberling were a team, and they demonstrated their ocean-themed machine, and they had an interesting experience.
Okay, let's see it.
Come on.
No. No. Trial and error.
This is Lou's. It's just...
Okay.
I think this is...
That's supposed to be like that.
Okay, try it.
Go. Go. Go.
The weight isn't pulling it down.
Give one more tap on your table.
Tap
give
it.
It's going. Give it a, there you go.
Oh,
Nathan,
that cereal doesn't pour.
You took too much out, my boy.
Aw, Melissa, it didn't work. But is failure really a failure?
Well, I don't think that it is. And I talked with teacher Sarah Hyde about this aspect. You know, the students have a machine that probably was working in the garage at home, and then they wanted to incorporate a theme, so maybe they painted it after they tested it. And then, you know, that layer of paint might have been enough to gum up a mechanism. Or in the case of the trio that we just heard from, they used a whole cereal box. And after trying the machine a few times, the weight of that cereal box might change enough to affect its ability to tip over as they planned. So they might think that it's a failure, but Sarah wants her students to know that it's a real teaching moment.
And that's one thing that's very hard to teach our kids, because they can get really hard on themselves, because the majority of our kids have put a lot of work into this project. And to see it fail the first time, they get upset about it. But we always want them to know that, but look at all of the work that you've already done. Look at what you've put into it. You had this idea, you came up with it, you actually were able to present your idea to us. So really, no, there is not any failures. And we see more kids learn a lot from this project. Just not the science skills, but just real world skills. Getting along with each other is a big one.
Melissa, I heard a quote not too long ago that you really don't learn anything if you succeed the first time, that it takes trial and error, and that's how you learn, and that's how you grow. And this is exactly what they were teaching in peer at Riggs High School.
I think that sums up the experience very well.
Now, you were there not just for innovation, but for upcoming season of Dakota Life. We're going to have video of this and more of this story coming up in the fall. And also, you're going to do me a favor, though, and pull some clips so people can see these machines in action, right?
That's certainly my plan. And there is a wide variety of machines, both in a concept, you know, how to get cereal into a bowl, but there was a lot of design and technique that went into these machines, and just seeing the different forms was really fascinating.
What was your favorite theme?
Well, the machine was gummed up at the beginning, like they weren't able to get it started, but there was a team that made a robot, Rube Goldberg machine. So they had designed it so that the cereal and the milk kind of went through the robot and then ended up in the bowl, and they had to skip over a step or so, but I thought it was really creative, and I appreciated the effort. So.
Okay. Melissa Hammersma-Severs, thanks for being on Innovation Today and sharing this story with us.
Thank you for having me, Kara.